Texter. So Tomlin wins the games he's supposed to win and still lays an egg during that time, and that makes him coach of the year? Every human who understands the game of football at all knew Russ was the only choice. Okay, I guess Belichick doesn't know ball? I mean, come on. Also, the Steelers were underdogs against the Jets and Chargers and Falcons. So, at least according to Vegas, those were games they weren't supposed to win, and they did anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be an underdog on the road against Washington coming up on Sunday. That line has moved from 2.5 to 3, by the way.
And probably next weekend, right? Will they?
Oh, man. If the Ravens win tonight, I think the Steelers will be a slight home underdog. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. 1.5, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joins us now. And we want some deets on Preston Smith and Mike Williams, and we will get them out of Jeff, I promise you. But first, Jeff, Mike Tomlin, coach of the year. It's not crazy, huh?
It's not crazy. I mean, listen, there are times to criticize Tomlin, but how do you not give him his flowers right now?
Right.
Steelers are 6-2, and he made maybe one of the top five coaching decisions of the season in going to Russell Wilson. I mean, you're 4-2. You've got some momentum building with the quarterback, yet he decided they could be better. And he made a tough decision, and it's so far it's paid off. And I think if not for that alone, he should be in that conversation. Obviously, Andy Reid, you know, look at what Buffalo's doing. Washington is having a great year, but yeah, Tomlin's in that mix.
All right, Jeff. Mike Williams, newly acquired wide receiver. How much do you anticipate him playing on Sunday, and what type of role do you think he'll have, and how productive will he be for the Steelers from Sunday moving forward?
You know, he went in and got some first-team reps yesterday, so it's not like he just sat and watched. And he went in there, got some work right away with Russell Wilson. But I do think they're going to work him into the offense. As Tomlin said, you know, judge this more about the length of the season, not as much about Sunday. The good thing here is Zach Azani is a wide receivers coach. He came from New York last year. So they have similar concepts, similar formations. So he feels like that could help him be a really quick study. Plus, he's been around the league. You see offenses. You kind of know what it is. It's picking up little terminology here and there. And, you know, Russ is good with working with guys on the side. I mean, he really is. You could see it in practice. He pulls guys over during a special teams period. He goes over. He'll run routes with guys. So I don't expect him a ton in this first game, but I think he'll be up to speed pretty quickly. And then it'll depend on how he performs.
This is wild. So you just talked about Azani coming over from the Jets. He got replaced by Van Jefferson's dad, did he not?
Yeah.
So Van Jefferson's dad is Mike Williams' wide receiver coach over there, and now he comes to that's wild stuff. It's it's goofy.
And guys, I realize we're in an era with free agency where you're almost rooting more for the jersey than the guy in it, but I think it's worth noting that yesterday at practice, the first guy to go over to Mike Williams is the guy whose snaps he's going to take was Van Jefferson. He was working with him, showing him things, telling him what was going on. Jefferson knows the deal. He's been around the league. But Jefferson knew through his dad a little bit about Mike. And they went over, struck up a conversation, But I think it's worth pointing out, a guy that's going to potentially lose snaps was the first one to go over and say, hey, here are some of the things you need to know.
Well, with that being said, I'd like to say this. Sean Jefferson, Van Jefferson's dad, one of my favorite coaches of all time that I've ever had.
See, I never put that together either.
Yeah. One of my favorite ever.
What a small world.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur Smith, you like him.
Yes.
And I like him because he's always putting zins in.
Yes.
So, I mean, we just
Arthur
all
Smith,
peas, pod.
Arthur Smith was the tight ends coach, and Sean Jefferson was the receivers coach in Tennessee. Mrazer.
Wow.
The things you learn.
Yes.
Well, and what do you say? You can judge a man by his son? Well, it seems like those two are pretty good people.
Yes.
My poor dad. Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, how about Preston Smith here, Jeff? I mean, it should be easier for him, I would think. And what about the status of Nick Herbig and how that might figure into this whole deal?
Yeah, Herbig's still limited, so let's see him out. If today he's out in full practice, then you feel better about him potentially getting out there. But, you know, a couple weeks ago, they're grabbing guys from their practice squad just to play alongside T.J. Watt. And remember, they brought in Golden in the offseason, and that lasted like a few days before he decided to go back and play with his kids instead. They've been looking for somebody like this. And to get someone like that, who for a seventh-round pick, who's familiar with the 3-4, who seems hungry, he requested a trade, he wants it. the thing I worry about in the back of my mind is, and I asked him this directly, is he going to be cool with just a few snaps a game if that's the way it plays out? We'll see. He says he's going to do whatever. He loves, you know, already loves it here. But I love that ad for depth. I mean, instead, and you know, Ade and Eku and those guys, they played hard, but they don't have the experience of a Preston Smith.
Jeff, who should Steelers fans root for tonight? This has been a pretty big topic in the last couple of days for us. Cincinnati and in Baltimore, it's going to be a good matchup. The over-under is like, what, 52.5? So Crowley thinks there's going to be a lot of points to be scored. But who should Steelers fans root for in favor of the Steelers?
I want to bury Burrow.
Yeah,
me too.
Bury Burrow. I don't want to – if I'm a team, I don't want to see him in the postseason. Like, just – get him out of that mix. I'd rather see some other team with a lesser quarterback. So as crazy as it is because of the battle that you have right now for first place with Baltimore, Barry Burrow. Now, that being said, Cincinnati wins, you still feel good about it, but that's kind of my mindset going into it.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Jeff, appreciate the time. Thank you for moving times. We wanted to spend more time with you. We wanted to spend more time with Bill Hillgrove. So thank you for obliging, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.
I'll see you both on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
That's right. We are
Pitt fan over here, Crowley.
Well, I am a fan of Pitt fans, and for those who don't know, a nice woman who made a big-time donation to Feed the Need. One of the incentives was, hey, you get to come to a Pitt game, hang out with us, special experience, and a special experience we shall give her. And I'm excited about it.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you guys.
Jeff Hathorn, the man.
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen the Preston Smith deal played out before with Melvin Ingram. We saw it played out with a couple of guys who feel like they're going to be utilized one way and then aren't. But you have to figure coming in here when he's come in here, just play in a system you're comfortable with and make hay when you can.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you have to be realistic. Like, I'm sure Ingram, I guess the argument would be that Ingram was promised more playing time. I mean, come on. You got to figure, Watt, Highsmith, Herbig, you're not going to be the starter.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not. And I think he's a smart enough guy to get that.
But you also have to know that TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith, they take breaks, much needed breaks
sure.
at times. So it's not like that they're on the field every single snap on defense. So you make hay of the reps that you get. And if I'm a player and I'm, you know, I'm what is he in 10 year? I mean, he may be older than that. If I'm getting older and you know, I've been playing a long time, I only want so many snaps. Like, give me efficiency, you know, quality over quantity. Like, I got to rush the passer a couple times a game, and I can get after and get a couple sacks here and there and just be a component to the defense and not have to be out there and running plays and, you know, certain downs and distances of having in long series. Man, I'm fine with that and try to win a championship.
Yeah. Try to win.
Yeah. I'm all right with that.
Play your best ball 110% for 15 plays or play 30 plays and not 110%.
And also, and the probably the biggest thing is, hey, at least I am a part of the team and could be a factor. And I think that that's probably what bothered him the most in Green Bay. Like, he was on the team, but he wasn't a factor in the defense. He wasn't contributing to the team. And, it, you know, he's like, I'm a great player. Like, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and now we have a different defense, and I'm not even, like, a part of it because of the scheme. Now he'll feel like, okay, even if he gets two reps, he'll feel like he's contributing,
yeah,
which makes probably him even happier.
He had 8 sacks last year.
Right.
He wants to be a part of it. You're right about that. And to be wanted matters.
Yep.
It does. I mean, oh, you traded for me. You want me. You think I make a difference. You feel nice and warm and fuzzy about it. It wasn't that long ago, although it does feel like that long ago. Jason Worlds, when he'd get 8 sacks for the Steelers, oh my gosh, they finally have a pass rush. That's what this guy did last year. Good player.